Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third, the right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gene Brabander. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGraw. Davis reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Pilots. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Melton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer who is chasing the ball. McGraw reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pilots, 1, White Sox, 1. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. There goes Rollins. The throw from Hairman to Aparicio, and Rollins is out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball four. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Peters moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermann. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Euler applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 1 in the game. Brabander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Comer moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Ken Berry pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Gill reaches second base with a double. Euler goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-3 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Pilots 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Seattle Pilots, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.